Hey there, movie fans, and welcome back to iTalk Movies. Today we talk to the cast and crew of Chase. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's iTalk Movies.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Louise Ashar, and today we are going to talk about the movie Chase and with the cast and crew. I'm so excited to be here. Yay! To the left, I have the amazing Jessica Morris.
Hello.
Damian Puckler.
Hiya.
And Michael Matteo Rossi.
How you doing?
You said it right.
Yeah.
Yes, correctly.
Yes, I said it right. We're a family. I feel like we all live together, basically, because we're so hyped up about Chase. And we are live right now, so you guys can tune in and talk to us and all of that. So I'm so excited. So I want to open up and talk about Chase and how it came about. And we can just start from there. So Michael, which is the director of Chase. So let's start with you.
Thank you. I was also the writer, and I wrote the script pretty quickly. Always have been interested in kind of action, smart action, thrillers, all of that. And I knew that it was very character driven. So casting it was a very big deal for me. So I had kind of gotten back in touch with Damian probably a few months before, 6 months before, and wanted him for the lead. And then Jessica and I met at the premiere of one of her feature films, and she did a self-tape, and I knew she was right away, and you know, everything kind of fell into place after that.
So you and Damian worked before on a different movie?
We had short film Still, and we worked really well together. He's awesome to work with, of course. And then I wanted to kind of step it up, and that's where Chase came in, and I thought he was perfect for it.
So when you created the role Chase, how did you know that he would be perfect for it?
Well, I knew that Damian had a big background in kind of action. I know that he had done his own stunts. He had the right look for it as well. Mm-hmm. And I kind of knew it, and that's when we talked about it. He read it very quickly, and again, I already knew his work ethic because I had worked with him before. So, I knew it.
Damian, tell us more about your character.
Well, I mean, the character is an assassin, and he kind of falls in love. It sounds cliche at first, but it's not. He falls in love with a woman and a boy. He falls in love with a woman. They have a kid that they picked up, adopted.
Right.
That sounded wrong. And he wants to get out of the business, right? His best friend is his partner in crime, and he doesn't want him to leave the business. So there's a lot of tension that happens, and it actually all comes to a crunch where they literally have to fight it out. And it's their friendship falls apart, and he kind of does things he wouldn't usually do because he wants to, you know, leave the business behind because of love. The crazy thing about the film is what I loved about the film when I first read it is that Chase is an assassin and Chase falls in love, and that sounds all cliche. And usually those people in those other films, they're kind of like the people that you like, that you kind of like think they're very ethical or they actually have morals. Chase doesn't necessarily have that. I mean, in the film, he literally says, "I do this because I'm good at it. And if you're good at something, you should keep doing it. I love it. I'm doing it out of passion. I love killing people," which is crazy. You know, it's very different than the films that are out there these days. Yep. I think it's very much closer to the films that came out in the late 70s, you know? So it has more that kind of vibe to it, and I love that because it's, you know, for an actor, that's crazy.
And it's raw and authentic.
It's very raw. The characters are very raw, very real. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go through a lot of different phases of emotions, not just, you know, one particular facet of it.
And I'll say something as well, definitely influenced by kind of films from the 70s where, you know, it wasn't just black and white. I mean, all the characters, he does it because he enjoys it. Breaking Bad is one of my favorite TV shows. I recently rewatched it for the first time since it ended like 5 years ago. And, you know, Walter White is a character where at the end, spoilers, sorry, he kind of comes to peace and he admits to his wife, "I did this for me. because I was good at it, because I enjoyed it. Mm. And again, it's a very kind of multidimensional character where, you know, he admits that. And there is a lot of bad to him, mm-hmm. no pun intended. So we see that a little bit with Chase. We even see that a little bit with the Blair character mm-hmm. that Jessica mm-hmm. plays too, that, you know, she's not perfect herself too. She kind of goes along with it as well. Those are the characters that I feel are the most real, and because there's everything they're struggling with something. So.
And you can relate that to real life too, living mm-hmm. your truth in the real world, living your mm-hmm. passions, where yeah. you don't have to fake what you want, because you know mm-hmm. internally what you're good at, right? Yeah. What you yeah. want to pursue. And your best friend is played by Ari Spears. Yeah. Hilarious. Yes. And exactly. in a few minutes when we watch the trailer, we'll mm-hmm. see a little bit of him. Yeah. But until then, tell us more about your character, Blair.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, there's, you know, a little bit of the woman who wants him to stop doing the job he's right. doing, but at the same point, she really accepts him for who he is, and, you know, no one really is all good or all bad, mm-hmm. so I agree with you that mm-hmm. characters are more lifelike and more realistic yeah. when they have both elements. They're not just, like, a cartoon version of, you know, one note kind of thing. Yeah. So whenever I, you know, find roles that are like that, that allow me to show different, you know, mm-hmm. sides, like, okay, well, I'm redeemable, but also I'm kind of flawed.
Of course.
That's always what's interesting to play.
And I was there the first day of set, and you two, like, the chemistry is fire.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I mean,
come on.
That wasn't very hard, so
yeah.
it's all good.
Yeah, it was fun. That was easy.
And that's the best, because you see it off screen, but as well as on screen, that's when you know it's going to just shine through right on the screen.
Well, we all met up, a couple weeks before. Mm-hmm. I had you guys meet, and there was just that instant yeah. connection. I felt it. We all felt it. The vibe was there, and that
awkward.
Always... No,
we
it's a good thing.
They,
no,
actually,
it's just...
Jessica, she told me she was scared of me.
Really?
Yeah, that's
okay. No. Is it the beard? No.
it did, in all seriousness, it did feel very organic. And I think that made the performances, the acting, yeah. all of that much better. Because all of us were very comfortable with one mm-hmm. another. It flowed well. Mm-hmm. I really didn't need to even give them that much direction.
Well, actually, because we were talking about Aries. Because mm-hmm. Aries wanted to meet with me and us together
before.
We didn't yeah. get to meet all together. So mm-hmm. Aries wasn't there. So I met with Aries and with Michael. And... you know Aries, he's funny, he's hilarious yeah. and everything, yeah. but... You
no
know,
filter.
So, well,
no.
He just wanted to make sure that, you know, he gets a grip on, mm-hmm. on the dark side of his character, and I mean, you tell me, but yeah. I really think after that first meeting, we really clicked too. I really felt comfortable with him, because mm-hmm. you don't know what's gonna what
of
he's going to bring to
these,
the table, and it was great. It was really good.
Definitely.
And he's definitely not funny in this
yeah,
film,
right.
which is great.
these three characters, I mean, I needed them to meet before, because there's so much meat to them. There's so much, again, dynamic where... If they would have just met for the first time on set, mm-hmm. They probably could have clicked because they're yeah. professionals and they're great. Yeah, but having a little bit of them being able to talk beforehand,
of
really
course.
Prep, made all the difference.
How do you know how much freedom to give them in the role?
Every director's different. Yeah, right. Every director's different. My approach is, again, when I trust my actors, when I know that my actors mm-hmm. understand the characters, I give them a fair amount of freedom. If they want to ad-lib certain things within the parameters of the story and all of that, I'm all for it. I have my vision, of course, mm-hmm. and if they're veering away too much, I set them back on course. But I trust my actors. This is, I think, the first of many that we'll be working
oh, yeah.
together.
Yeah,
this guy, you know, so when you
yeah.
trust your actors.
I got to say, because that's actually what I love about Michael, working with Michael. He's there, and he lets you do whatever you want.
Love that.
But if you really, if you do something that he might think is not right, he will just talk to you about it. And then mm-hmm. you can either tell him, well, let me do this and try it and maybe convince you, or not. He doesn't really interfere a lot. And that really yeah. is great for an actor. You can just, you also don't feel like he will come up and say, hey, this is really bad. You know, don't mm-hmm. do that. Whatever. He'll say, well, why are you doing that? Like, mm-hmm. And then you can, yeah. because as an actor, mm-hmm. you want to just try things. You want to just see if this, sometimes you do stuff and it's completely off and you know it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But he just gives you that freedom, which is great. Because then you can experiment and
yeah,
you can actually do some stuff that you go, wow, I didn't, that was cool. You know,
yeah.
Right? Yes.
It's very stress-free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
and that's the hard
I felt
part.
Like I could play and try different things
yes.
and you were open to that. But then when it came down to it, you also also didn't know exactly what you wanted, and you would, you know, steer me back on course if I got off. Yeah.
Well, there also, I mean, there's a lot of intense scenes in it. There's a lot of very emotional scenes in it. So I have to be fair to my actors too. I can't literally work them doing, you know, 5-10 takes of something where they're bawling or you see that. So knowing when to do that is important too.
That's the art of it, I think, as a director, to like pull the actor back in.
Of course.
Well, let's watch the trailer and the little teaser that we have.
Sure.
And we'll see, right over there.
It's my passion.
There you go.
When you're good at something, you keep doing it.
I don't ever want you to go soft on me, ever. I don't give a fuck if it's from 2 years ago. You go soft on me, I'm gonna make sure, Chase, that I do everything in my power.
What? You're gonna do fucking
what?
We don't move him, Chase. You are too good at what you do to be pegged in or limited.
The bitch is fucking with his head. You see that, right?
She makes him happy. Fuck that.
Tough.
Yes, you're me.
I know.
Oh my god.
Two badasses over here. Trust me.
Yes. You know, that's the thing when when you look at actors and actresses, like, and then you see them like in real life, it's like, how do you do that? How do you break in? Like, for you, what's your tip? How do you just get into that role where it's like you block everything out throughout the day?
I don't know if there's like a way specifically that I do it. It just kind of like I'm in the headspace of the character, thinking about the scenes, thinking about, you know, what their conflicts are and what their desires are, and kind of just seeps in.
I do need to stay very focused. I've noticed that when I started out as an actor, I started with stunts, so I got into the acting, kind of thrown into the acting, and I'm a very kind of extrovert kind of person. I like to goof around and everything, and I used to do that in the beginning, and then I had to go straight. Now, some people can do that. They can go from being hilarious, then go straight in and be really... I need to really take my time to focus, especially when it's really intense scenes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I've had people on set thinking that I'm like an a-hole because I'm not talking to anyone, but I need to just shut myself off and then get into the scene and do it. So
there were a couple moments I remember
the
from
first
that.
Day of set, you were in the room just eating your quinoa and your salad.
Yeah, well,
there were some more intense moments, like the mansion.
Yeah, especially because the mansion scene, we shot backwards because we had the little kid, so we had to shoot him first. And it was all backwards, and it was my kind of emotional was going worse until I completely lose it. Right? But
same
we shot
me
leaving the house with you first after everything, and then going back.
I had to focus.
Yeah, that was hard. That was hard for both of us.
Listen to music, you know, my headphones, and just kind of shut myself off from everybody.
The climax scene again. We won't spoil it, but we shot for 2 days there, and it was difficult because it was kind of out of order and all of that. But again, I've seen it. They haven't. It couldn't look better,
but
in my opinion.
We realized
of course,
that
I'm biased.
Day that Jessica should be a stunt driver.
Oh!
Yes!
Man!
Oh, wow!
That was very good.
She
looks great.
Car that was awesome.
I had no idea.
I
know I'm a fast
driver. That was awesome.
It looked very good.
I'm like, is that the first time you've seen
this takes
car?
One to know one.
It was really fun.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
But that's an intense fight scene, right? We have Simi and Panda, major influencer, and all of that. So that scene has so many guns, too, right? So that's like your proud scene.
Yeah, no, definitely. And the location was amazing as well. It was kind of tucked away from everything, but it kind of had this Scarface mansion type thing. So we really tried to utilize that location as well. But we were on such a time crunch that my main focus was still getting what was needed out of the actors as well. And again, that was extremely emotional, and I wanted to really give my actors all the time that they needed to really mentally, physically prep all of that to get those performances out there.
And we have great news about the festival too, right? Which we can announce and you can share.
Yeah, so actually it's gotten into three festivals so far.
Yeah,
three, which is awesome. And I hear back from a bunch more later or even in the next couple weeks. So hopefully that, you know, we get good news with that. But it's going to be making its World Film Festival premiere at the Hollywood Reel Film Festival.
Awesome.
On the 19th. And actually, on the 15th, we won Best Action Film.
That's incredible.
So it's going to be a really big award ceremony on the 15th where I'm going to be presented with the award, all that. I don't know if I'm going to be able to give a speech or not.
Oh, my God.
That would be awesome. But it's really cool. And Chase is actually on Wikipedia already where it actually says it won that award. So if you check that out, it's cool. So that was amazing. Like it's actually a really good festival. So for it to win Best Action Film,
that's incredible. It was
good news. I was very happy when I found out about that. And it got into two other festivals. So far,
and then how can people, like, they can just go online and buy the tickets?
Yeah,
Hollywood.
Exactly. Hollywood Reel Film Festival. It's on the 19th at 4:30. It's in downtown LA. You can just click and get the ticket. A lot of the cast will be there. I'll be there. Other people. So it'll be exciting. This is the first time that we'll see it on the big screen as well. So I'm very excited for it. Very. No, you guys will like it. So that'll be awesome. So and again, I hear back from some other ones soon too. So hopefully, fingers crossed, and some big ones as well. Wow. So we'll see.
So after the film festival, what's next? Like distribution? How does that work? I mean, you don't have to talk too much about it if there's anything that you can't mention, but what's the next step?
Well, we're in the process of it, but we're basically going to be going with a really, really good distributor, a distributor who's done some films that are mainstream, that are done, you know, and they've picked up films that are on a much bigger budget. So they saw something in this film too. It is stylized. Aww. It's got the look, it's got the aesthetic, but it's also got the actors. It's got the acting. So, you know, again, it is my best work too. I've been in this crazy field for 13 years now. So
13. There it is again.
Yeah. There it is, right?
That's your number. Yeah, we were just doing a number thing before.
And so it is my best film so far. And so we'll go there, and then it'll get worldwide release all over the place. So
wow. Yeah. And you know, I want to ask this to Damien. As an actor, when you get in that zone, how much of your character, like, do you take home? Is it easy for you to just zone out?
During the filming, I mean, you don't go home when you're not the character.
Yeah.
No, you go back to being Damien. But because this character is so intense and so, I mean, he can be very brutal. I mean, he's very physical. And I mean, my background, I was a fighter. So I have a bit of aggression in me anyway, especially when I was a teenager. So when I sometimes came back home, I had a tough time calming down a little bit. So, you know, sleeping and all that stuff. Because it's all about the intensity and all that. Like, you know, I wanted to really be in good shape. So I would work out during the time when we weren't shooting, which wasn't much. So I would not get much sleep. But I wanted that because I wanted him to almost be roughed up, you know, because the whole thing is the whole film is all about him going through this, through hell, right? And I wanted him to go through hell, and in that way I had to kind of I couldn't be comfortable during the filming, and I wouldn't want to be. So in that way, you kind of take something home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't killing anyone, if you're asking that.
That's
not
good.
During that.
Hope
not.
Not.
But anyway.
Yes. Oh, how about you, Jessica?
It was very, like, intense, so there is a part of that that takes you a minute to kind of slough off. But after, like, you know, dinner and a glass of wine,
That's the best.
I was gonna say, after
I'm me again,
right? And everyone's so funny on set. Like, working with Arias, he would crack a joke every second.
Yeah.
And comedic background.
And you know, the interesting thing is he does kind of play against type because he does have this comedic background. Mm-hmm. And he plays a very kind of, you know, he's the main bad guy in it. But he still incorporates a little bit of the comedy, a little bit of the improv, all of that. So when people actually watch the film, there are definitely some moments where people are going to be laughing that are kind of lighter, but at the same time there is so much intensity. I mean, that's the thing maybe about the style of my writing, or when people see it, there's no let up for them. There's very few quiet moments. There's very few. I mean, a couple of the montage scenes.
I like the fact that Michael put in this whole, because it is a film about friendship, loyalty, and how that falls apart. And how that just goes from the best friendship and the best loyalty to hell. But I love the fact that we have facets in there of me and Aries just mm-hmm. being guys, mm-hmm. you know? And he's hilarious in that because we did an improv some parts of that. And man, I had a tough time not completely cracking up and losing it, which was good though.
We had to cut around some of that as well. So, definitely.
It's great because you see that. You see it and then you kind of go, wow, how can that go from there to that? Mm-hmm. And that's, again, that's great. You know, you don't usually see those kind of...
And do you feel like as an actor, sometimes it's just easy to be typecast, but you want your fans to see you in a different light so they can see, oh, you know, you could be that light character too sometimes.
Are you asking me?
Yeah. All of you guys, like you being typecast and...
I think that can be... I think it can be a very big problem, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, you know, again, I think with me, I'm just... I think it's the same with everyone, but I just know that because I'm coming from the martial arts background, from the stunt background, and in the TV show, Graham, I was a tough guy. In Chase, I'm playing Captain. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love playing it. It's great and everything. But I do think that sometimes people don't even imagine it's possible that you could do something very goofy. And so as an actor, you kind of look for those kind of parts too.
Yeah, you look
for something
that's
completely different, completely goofy and weird. But you know, on the other hand, as an actor, you also know when you're working, so I'm not complaining, you know what I mean? So, and I love doing it, so it doesn't matter, you know? That was great. This one was great because although it was a tough guy, it wasn't just the stoic tough guy, you know,
He has some heart.
That's the thing. He's very human. Like, he's mm-hmm. very tough, and he can take on the world, but there's moments in the film where he breaks down like a little boy, and he doesn't know how to handle it, you know? And I don't I also think that he doesn't even know really how to approach her. It's the first time he actually feels real love, and it's like he's trying to be very low. So it's interesting.
And you probably have to probably think about a past relationship or just something like that to really dig deep, right, to get those true colors out.
Like when I'm first doing the work on like a script, I definitely look for any way that I can relate to what the character is going through. Once I get to the time that we're shooting, I let all that go and I'm just in the moment. Mm-hmm. But it kind of places little triggers throughout the lines that come up, you know, later on. So, yeah, that definitely.
And you've both been in the industry for a while. So any tips for a new actor that wants to break in, make it, and all that? What's your two cents on that?
My two cents on acting is this. And I said that at the American Academy where I actually studied because they invited me back to talk. Talk to the kids and somebody asked me that question. Now, I said that and I had a lot of kids actually liking that answer. I said, if you want to be an actor, go to a drama school, study acting. After you've done that, take a whole year out, find a job that you can control, that you can go back to, you can go back to and leave. You always can make money. Like my friend set up a mobile tanning company, you know, so she can leave, do acting, come back, and it's still
so
running.
Smart. Mm-hmm.
And then
so
once
smart.
You've done that and you have control over your income, then completely go for it.
Amazing. Right?
And a lot of young people think, oh my God, a whole year. No, a whole year is going to be like that and you're going to be, you know, it's not long. So I would really advise you to do that because then you have freedom and that's really the one thing you need. You do not always want to struggle.
Yeah. I totally agree. Yep. That would be my advice exactly. I mean, the year does sound kind of long.
But it's not that long. It's not long.
Like, I know for me, when I just started acting, I'd be like, I'm not going to just for a whole year.
I know, exactly,
But I do agree that you should have something. It's not even like saying you have a plan B. It's just having something else that you can do away.
A little backup.
You can make money where it's still flexible for your acting that you don't hate. Because I have so many friends that have been on TV shows, then all of a sudden they get canceled, and then they don't know what to do. They're completely lost.
Yeah.
There's just so many waves, up and down waves with the industry that you have to be prepared for that. And if you're in it for the long haul, you need to be.
So much power in that. I agree. And I do want to call it a plan B because you just want to know that you have some kind of money coming in. Because if you're going to struggle financially, you can't be creative because you're going to think about...
Yeah,
the
plan B, people always get scared of it because that's why I said it. Because they think plan B, no, I hear these people saying, don't have a plan B, only one plan B.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
It's BS. Yeah, no, exactly.
What's part of plan A?
Exactly. Well, I have actually told these kids as well. I said, listen, there's two type of people who go into acting. Neither one is wrong. There's the one type of person who wants to be in acting because they love the after parties, the award ceremony, yes. and them talking about the acting, but not actually enjoying the acting. Yep. They want to be famous and rich. Then there's the other type of person who's an actor who doesn't care. He'd be working in a whatever, small little theater where he gets no money, but he needs to be on stage, he needs to perform. Neither one is wrong, but I would say for the first type who wants to be rich and famous, give yourself a time limit. Give yourself 5 years. Mm-hmm. If you don't get anywhere, do another job. Find money somewhere else. You can get, and I don't think they have a problem with it.
Is it okay to be a combination of those two?
Yes, you are.
Well, I like parties, yeah, well, but I also love acting.
No, I know. But obviously, if you're the other, like the passionate actor, it doesn't mean you don't like the party. Yeah, I'm just saying, it's that kind of like some people just enjoy more the fame and the.
No,
the
I totally get it.
If you're a passionate actor who needs to do it and has no choice, then you don't have a time limit, but then you definitely, in that case, you definitely need to set up your income coming in, because as you said, so many times in this business, and a lot of people don't understand that, I didn't at first, you think you get one job in a TV show or something, hey, and you're done, finished, you will be working forever.
Yeah.
And it's not like that. Maybe it used to be like that, but it's not like that at all.
And I'll also say, I'm not an actor, but you know, you need to be passionate about it. If you have any doubts, like, oh, okay, but I don't like it that much. No, I mean, because again, there are times where you're stagnant. There are times where there's, you know, not that much work coming in and all of that. You have to love it. I mean, it has to be inside of you.
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely. Plan B, you know, you got to pay the bills, all of that. But, you know, this business, I mean, if you have any doubt that you don't want to be in it, I mean, it's a tough business. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. So
you have to feel like you need to do it.
And there's something, I don't want to speak for you guys, but there's something I think in all of us where this is what we love to do.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I mean, we wouldn't be doing it as long as we've been doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's unpredictable, and you got to be in it for the long run. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Mm-hmm. You got to just keep going, and you need to know that that's what you want to do.
And speaking of, you know, finances and money, so this was an independent film, right? So tell us about that journey. How was that for you, gathering the funds, investors?
I mean, that's always our Achilles heel, getting the finance and getting the money. Yeah. I knew this film is the biggest budget film, independent film that I've done. I knew that it needed some type of budget because of the actors, because of the scenes, all of that. We have action scenes. And luckily I got, you know, I knew some people with some money, but our primary investor, she loved the script. She very frankly asked, you know, what's needed, all of that. I spoke very directly with her, and she's like, okay, if you can get this amount, I can cover the rest. Can you do that? I said, yes. And we did it. We were in pre-production for about 3 months, and then we shot for little under a month. So once it's that, but it's tough. I think that for us, you know, your work is, you know, it's a stepping stone. And she had seen some of my other stuff, and she liked it, and she liked the script. So you just need a couple of people, wealthy people, who believe in your content, and you know, she did, and she's seen the film, and she couldn't be happier with it. So, yeah.
And you're on top of it. You go. Like, you don't waste
time. I don't waste any time. Nope. Because I know that these things take so long. I mean, that's the thing, you know. And we actually did it pretty quickly. I mean, our post time on this was about 2 months,
well, that's
which
also
is very quick.
Why he's so great. Because, you know, so many times you have people talk and never do it. And then you have people doing it, and it takes 3 years to finish, or 10, you know, and or never. And I knew that this guy is—he's on the ball.
Oh,
I mean,
he's serious.
It's about finishing something.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, it's about finishing it so you can actually have people watch it.
Exactly. It motivates you.
Yeah, and it's not fair to the actors as well, because I know that they want footage. They want to see, you know, their stuff as well. So, you know, I knew that I needed this done quick, efficiently, you know, to a point where I was happy with it, where I felt like the audience will be happy with it, and. Again, I am happy with it. I'm proud of it. And, you know, again, be exciting to see it next week.
Where did you go to film school?
San Diego State.
Okay. And it was full, like, film theory, or was it just tech?
I got a degree in television, film, and new media. But I'll tell you something. Again, no disrespect to anybody going to film school. I learned more just even doing my short films than even taking film kind of theory classes, all that. It's just like learning a language. You can learn it in class, but you go to the country where it's spoken, You get immersed in it, and again, you build relationships, you make connections, you write all the time, you try to direct. That's how it is. I love my experience there; it was great, but I knew that I kind of had to hit the ground running when I came back to LA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what's so beautiful, where it has to be hands-on, even as an actor or whatever that you are. So much you can base on education, but you gotta just throw yourself in there and get like dirty and gritty and all of that. Wow, this is amazing. This has been so much fun. But tell us what else you guys are working on right now. So do you have any projects that you wrapped up? Or
I've got something lined up for next month, but I'm not really allowed to talk about that one yet. Okay. But other than that, I'm just working on a lot of writing assignments and trying to finish up some scripts.
Awesome, cool. How about you, Damien?
I'm just going back to Vegas stripping. There's a few things, but I don't know. I'm at that stage as an actor where I'm really not sure what's happening next. There were supposed to be some projects. I'm not sure. And there are some projects in the works, but I'm not sure. So that's always a scary time for an actor. And it's also an exciting time because things come up and you never know what's going to be next. But
we'll see. Yeah.
Chase, you're right.
Yeah, well, he's always doing something. Michael's always whipping up something.
Isn't that what's exciting about it, though? Like, that's what I love about just living in Los Angeles in this industry, because you could have nothing going on, and then the next day you get this incredible opportunity.
Absolutely.
And that could change things so drastically.
No, I know.
Yeah.
What's his name? Vice. What's his name?
Oh!
Wasn't he who said, you're only just one job away?
Christian Bale. Yes.
You're only just one job away.
I don't know if it was him. No, it was the guy Matt from Damon? Ozark.
Okay, somebody said you're only just...
Bateman. Yeah. He said you're only one job away from that big thing.
Yeah, so you never know.
I'll say something as well. Obviously, I'm biased with the film, but I think that when this film gets released and through the company that we're going to go with, people are going to take notice of these two actors. I'm serious. Yeah. No, they're going to take notice.
Of legally $20.
Right? So that's an example where one thing can lead to another as well. Where we're done with the film, but it can still have good repercussions or outcome with that, because people are going to see. I mean, our leading actors, our leading actor, and they're in it. I mean, they're as well with Aries. That's their vehicle. So you never know who's going to see it. Again, I'm even inviting a couple of producers to the premiere as well. So you never know. I mean, they see something, they give a card, and the rest is history.
But also, what's great is the power of relationships in this industry, because this is already a relationship. So when he makes his next thing, which you'll talk about, I believe, Shadows or whatever, and cast me in it.
Yeah.
have a small role in Chase.
Yes.
And I was lucky, right, to be in that little part.
Is that the cafe scene where I checked you out?
That's right. Two things. Yes.
I'm a doctor, a nurse that walks.
Yeah, doctor. Yeah, doctor. Yeah, yes. And also in the cafe.
The cafe.
Right. She looks completely different. You see? Yeah. So
much fun. But my point is that because of relationships, they consider you for something else. So it's just so important to build it and just develop that.
Well, again, I mean, Chase was our second film that we worked on.
Right.
Chase was our first, but, in this whole experience, and again, we've been to a couple red carpet events, we've done other kind of little interviews, all of that, and it just shows me that, because some actors, once it's done, and then you don't even hear. You guys, you believe in this film a lot. You've promoted it. You've shared it. You're proud of it as well. And for me as a director, that says something too.
Absolutely.
Again, keep texting me.
Damien is so good with reposting everything like this. Yeah. I love that. Next second, it's like
there. No, but you guys all are. And with the next feature that I want to do, again, I have the script ready, and I think that I'll be hearing some good stuff too with that. Again, I definitely have these people on the radar with some stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
We'll take you out to dinner.
So.
Well, speaking of movies and scripts, the Oscars are coming up. So, any favorites that you guys are rooting for?
I haven't seen all of them.
There's something I need to see.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say this. I never really watched the Oscars.
Well, movies, maybe throughout the year, any movie.
I really don't.
Okay, so like Black Klansman and Vice.
I didn't see those two. Okay. I saw Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh. I mean, I thought he did a great job. Okay. Of course, love the music
you
in it.
You get screeners.
But
you don't have screeners.
No, I do, but again, I hardly. It's weird. I never ever watch TV or anything. I mean, right. I hardly ever do. But I do have that screen. I want to watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. I should see more of them, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Awesome. Well, in the meantime, where can everyone find you on social media?
Instagram is JessicaMorris01 and Twitter, Jessica A. Morris, I think.
Okay, awesome.
Go ahead.
Oh, just Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's just Michael Matteo Rossi. Just Google my name. You'll see all of that stuff.
And no? Same with me. It's, well, I don't have Twitter, but it's Instagram and Facebook. It's just Damien Puckler, D-A-M-I-E-N Puckler, because everybody will hear
emphasis on the E.
They always go Damien, but it's Damien.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway.
Awesome. Well, anything else about Chase that we can share with our people before we wrap up?
I love these guys. It was the best film experience of my life. Seriously. Aww,
if you have nothing to do on February 19th, at 4:30 p.m.
Yes.
It's a Tuesday, I know, but you should come down to the Hollywood Film Festival.
Yes,
I will be there too.
Please,
sure.
Please come support. I think that you'll like it as well. It's very entertaining. Again, depending on what you know, you guys like. If you like action, very entertaining.
Awesome. Cool. Well, I'm Louisa Shar. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Louisa Shar. I'm also on the Will and Grace After Show Thursday nights at 6 p.m. And tomorrow we wrap up Informer at 5 p.m. So until next time, you guys, this has been so much fun.
Bye.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.